Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's time to start to bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend, John Harrison, Reverend John Harrison, CFP. You gotta admire a guy who's got number letters on both ends of his name. John is the author of Making Mammon Serve You, also his outstanding novel, his new book, Fighting Back. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about... John's one of our great thought leaders in terms of financial planning. He's certified, by the way. Hey, John, cash. Did you mention cash in your seven topics, your seven pots a minute ago? How much do you think would you advise people to go get some cash and not only – Have you ever thought about not only putting it in the bank, taking it out of other assets and having cash available, but maybe even taking some out of the bank? What do you think?
Yes and yes. Cash is one of the seven asset classes in certain economic times.
And, it's not crypto. He's not talking about cryptocurrency either, folks.
I mean good old U.S. dollars.
Because cryptocurrency is an asset. These days, since you don't use it that much, it's more of a store of value like a stock than it is a nickel or a dime. So it doesn't qualify, in my opinion, as cash. What do you think, John?
Agreed. It's a speculative investment at present. The odd thing is, once it's accepted as general currency, it won't have a lot of investment potential at that point. It will be common currency. But for now, it's something that as people... their confidence in the general economy rises or falls, or their confidence in the U.S. dollar rises or falls. You see big swings in cryptocurrencies. So there are speculative opportunities in it. But when I say cash, I don't mean Bitcoin or Ethereum or any of those cryptos. I mean good old the stuff that comes out of the ATM. Yeah. And it is one of the seven asset classes that people should hold. And I think people... in these uncertain times, you need to have some, and it's not as an investment principle, it's as a security principle. If you had said 5 years ago that in an American city, a group of people would take over a six-block section of downtown and control who came in and who went out, people would look at you like you were nuts. If you had said that in an American city, they'd be looking at their 95th consecutive day of rioting, It wouldn't seem reasonable, but all those things are going on as we speak.
And a lot of those downtown areas have data centers for banks.
Yes. And so there are potential scenarios where people won't have access to basic things like banking services and ATMs and what have you.
We're not recommending you become a prepper, folks. We're not talking about that. We're just saying common sense, right?
Yeah, it's the same kind of emergency preparation you would do for a natural disaster like a hurricane or, a major flood. It doesn't hurt to have a little food, a little water, and a little cash on hand simply because you don't know how things will turn out. By and large, I think, and I'm not suggesting that you cash out all your investments and sit on an enormous pile of cash, but don't be caught without enough cash, at least an emergency fund, 6 months worth of your bills, you should have in cash in normal times. And a little extra now is not a bad idea because it's not impossible that we could be looking at a constitutional crisis of some sort after this upcoming election.
That's what I worry about, and I want to talk about that a little bit more maybe in the last segment. But no, folks, there are things going on right now that are not regular. They're not even normal. The quest for power among some people in this country to the point where they're willing to change the rules is, you know, it's one thing if a politician says something that's not true, but when they establish the desire to change a rule, a long-standing constitutional standard, that frightens me, and I'm not easily frightened, John.
Yeah. It's extreme times that we're living in.
Yeah.
And the people are now making no secret of the fact that power is the object and that they want it by any means necessary. And I think that, like most historical inflection points, it's easier to see in hindsight than at the time. If you look at revolutions in other countries, I'm not sure the people knew at the time they were living through one.
Right. The thing that worries me, John, is the a lot of small businesses, 9 months ago, had we been giving them this advice, most small businesses would have been saying, yeah, I'm okay. I've got some cash. My balance sheet's pretty good. We're better than we've ever been in. I'm convinced the small business sector was like that. Now that we've come through this, we've been squeezed or extruded through this wormhole called a pandemic, a lot of small businesses are very fragile right now, and that's, it's harder to do what you just said.
Yeah.
So I need your website, John.
It's aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E, F as in financial, A as in advisor.
Can they find your books there?
They can find the books there and really anywhere books are sold, Amazon and the like.
All right. So, folks, check that out. John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. He and I will be right back after the break. When we come back, I'm going to get John to talk a little bit about this election coming up. What are his thoughts? He represents a community. He's a demographic that's being polled these days. I'm going to see what he says after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.